Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Wizards Geekings podcast. Today I'm a little bit on the clock because I'm interviewing a friend of mine who I believe is very busy, and without further ado, let's just jump right into it. Basically, we want to talk about laziness. I consider myself a very lazy human being. It takes me quite a lot of effort to do anything. Like this podcast now, I should have recorded it like on Sunday, but I'm doing it on Monday, so you see that I'm lazy. And I'm here to like see or seek opinion or like advice or like insights into how hardworking, busy people do their everyday life. So, Mr. Toba, over to you. How would you particularly describe yourself?
Well, I would say that, funny enough, even though I feel like I put in a lot of work, I still think sometimes like I'm still lazy, like as if I can still achieve more with the time that I have daily. So it's not about like having a routine lifestyle. That's basically, I always have a routine lifestyle.
This is a routine lifestyle thing. Do you think like routine lifestyles are like the best?
Okay, well, one thing I'll say is, having a routine lifestyle makes you much more productive, but it makes you also miss out on other things that can increase your productivity. In the sense that, like, waking up in the morning, doing some work, then you know that, okay, the afternoon, another work, you know, in there, maybe you need to call a particular person, then after that, still have time for your recreational activity. So routine lifestyle just, like, it limits productivity. It helps productivity at the same time. It doesn't allow you to have chance to get new things out to help.
So if you were like to choose between like a routine lifestyle, because personally I know that I'm the kind of person that I feel like I need a routine lifestyle, because I just enter every day like a freestyle, and at the end of it I just feel like there's so much I haven't accomplished, maybe because I did not like have a plan or a routine for it. So I felt like if I had had a routine, it would have been better. So would you say routine lifestyle, personally for you, would you say it's better or it's not good enough, or maybe it doesn't allow you to do much, or you just prefer freestyling through the day or something?
Well, I would say that first and foremost, freestyling through the day is not good, because honestly, if you freestyle, you will not achieve what you intend to achieve. So I think routine lifestyle is okay. Routine lifestyle is okay. It helps with productivity, like I said earlier. And like you wake up with certain things you want to do, and you at the end of the day, you check, did I achieve them? Then also, if you don't want to go through the routine way, then go through the planned one. Routine lifestyle is more like something, okay, like a bank worker now that goes to work 8 a.m., comes back 4. This is routine. It comes back 8, 4. Then when you have like creating plans, okay, these are the things I want to do today. I also saw our social time. I want to do this. So tomorrow it can be a different plan. It might be table tennis first before the other one. So that's just like how it is.
So you are saying, like, according to you now, routine is different from plan. You can like have a routine between 8 to 4, but have different plans inside the routine, right?
Yes. Having different plans inside the routine. Well, at least now. But although now, see, this is where laziness being the topic that we're having that comes in. Even though some people try to create a routine or a plan, they are still lazy about doing it. You get. But sometimes they say, I'll be quoting one of my very favorite guys, Andrew Tate. You see, yeah, because he has a thing right now. So yeah, I just say that there's a difference between somebody who goes to the gym when he feels like, and a difference between when somebody goes to the gym when, even though he doesn't feel like, he still has to go to the gym. So that's the kind of thing. So if you are lazy, you have to just like, but I want to get this stuff. Look at the productivity at the end. That's how to deal with laziness.
I feel like you really hit the nail on the head. Wow, like it's actually direct to the point, and I don't even know what to ask again at this point, because I feel, wow, what's left to do? What's left to do? So, okay, if you were to choose a routine, how would your routine like be like?
If I was to choose a routine, how would my routine be like?
Just one routine that you can do every day for the rest of your life and be like, you're not going to get bored or get tired of it. Just one.
I doubt that, because to be honest, doing that routine lifestyle, you get bored at the end of the day. There's no one. I don't want to know what you are doing. You just want to change it, unless maybe you are a different type of person. Maybe I'm speaking for myself. So, but I will not say I would love to read for the rest of my life. I don't like book that much.
But as a medical student, you should now, like, you should ginger you, like, push forward, like always aspire to more things career wise. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I would say that the other avenue I will use is, Yes, being a medical person, you can read throughout your life, but doing it in different ways. You can read book today to help you with routine so you don't get bored of it. You can read your books today. You can decide to watch videos tomorrow. You can decide to do research tomorrow. You can decide to do group discussions the following day. You can change it. You can switch it up so you can continue. So if you, even if you are tired of, I'm too lazy to read today, okay, but you, are you too lazy to watch video today? Okay, you are tomorrow now, you are tired of watching video. Okay, are you too lazy to have group discussions today?
Mm.
Okay, are you too lazy, the following day, are you too lazy to check questions today? The following day, are you too lazy to do researches today? So it's different days. Are you too lazy to jot today? So just switch it up. Don't do the same thing back to back. Like, switch it up. I'll add spice to it. You understand?
But if you don't do the same thing, it's no longer a routine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do the same thing, it's no longer a routine. No. But I get you, like, in the sense that it's a routine that, okay, I want to, like, achieve things academically, I want to achieve things financially, I want to achieve things maybe socially, like, and my routine is, like you said, just having the same routine within a time frame and then having different plans inside it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think I get you now. So, like, on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you, like, rate yourself as an hardworking person or lazy person?
Like I said earlier, I feel like I'm still lazy. Like, I still feel like I'm still lazy, but honestly, I want to do, how hardworking am I? I'm being nice if I give myself a 7. I think I'm being nice. Like, that's how.
I feel like I'll give you higher, like, a little bit. Like, personally, from my own personal standpoint, I'll be like higher, like, a little bit. In certain aspects, but there are certain aspects that I feel like, no.
Yeah, I definitely know the aspect of no. Well, definitely, I will say to you guys, the aspect of no is book. You know that I don't like reading for a long hour of time. So, yeah.
Who likes reading for long hours?
But when it comes to the financial aspect.
Academic psychopath.
But when it comes to the financial aspect, when it comes to business-wise, I can be there, like, for a very long time, yes. But even though still, I still feel like... I wish 24 could turn to 26 hours a day sometimes.
Maybe gradually we'll get there. If Jesus doesn't come and the world keeps spinning, we'll be adding gradual minutes. One day we'll just wake up, we have 28 hours in a day.
Yeah, that's another angle to it. But the major thing that I'll say here is that if you are lazy, just try to get yourself to work and think about the productivity at the end, what you are going to achieve if you work. So I think that should give you
a chance. But working is hard. What do you think? Working is hard. It's just, it's easier to, like, personally, just, you know, just let everything be, you know.
That's where the act of discipline comes. And I can, but yet again, you can, not everybody can discipline. So I just tell you that, just try and make your work fun. Just try to make it fun. Don't make it look like work. Make it look like fun. Let reading be fun. Let making money be fun. Let anything that you do in this life, just make it fun. Look for a way to make it fun. There's no, I find fun in everything. I'm this kind of person that can find fun even in a way keep. But that's rude, you understand? Just adding a dark sense of humor to it. But, like, seriously, just try to have fun while doing whatever you are doing.
Well, I guess that's everything. And I would try. Personally, it feels like you're advising me because I'm, like, on the receiving end of this thing. I'm the lazy guy here. I work on myself. Thank you, sir. I work on myself, and I think I should bring this to a close since you're a very busy human being. And your 10 minutes is up, probably. I don't even know what time it is. I'm just, like, talking, and you're talking, and we're like, just enjoying the whole thing. Everybody just enjoy them. So I think I should wrap it up.
Yes.
Till next time, if you actually did learn one or two from this, consider subscribing or following me, and see you in the next one. Peace.